Reading from the Jiva Dharma, by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, third chapter. Om Gyanati Manandasya Dhananjana Shalakaya Daksur Nuritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Parishakalpa Turubhyascha Kripashindu Bayebhacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnadebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, excuse me, greetings from Princeton, New York. I'm at the home of Advaita Prabhu, also known as Professor Bryant. Wonderful Vaishnav host. In fact, I may not be able to speak for more than a half hour today because he's hosting a dinner at his house. One second. I need to get some cough drops. Studying Jiva Dharma by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The story of people coming to Krishna consciousness just about the dawn of the new generation after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has left the world and his associates have left the world. There's a few associates left. One of them is Pradyumna Das Brahmachari at the highest level of devotion. And he has a disciple named Prem Das Babaji. Jiva Dharma, at the center of the story, people coming to his ashram, and the first person that came was named Sannyas Thakur, a Mayavadi, an impersonalist. Of course, that's dry. There's no love in the heart, because impersonal means no love. If love means a mutual exchange, and Advaita Vad means that you're at any type of distinction, and the very things that are required for love are illusion. But somehow this Sannyas Thakur, though fixed in this doctrine, somehow comes in contact with a Vaishnava and gets the Bhakti Lata Bij. He gets an experience just by that association. Sadhu-sangha, sarva-shastra-hoy, sadhu-sangha, sarva-siddhi, lava-mata, sadhu-sangha. Even a fraction of a second of genuine communion, genuine association with a Vaishnav. Can give you an experience of love that gives you faith in that love, Tvasmin Parama Prema Rup, love of Godhead, gives you faith in that love as the goal of life. And somehow, Purmanda Brahmate, Konya Bhagavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Deej, in this wandering of universe to universe, species of life, by mercy of Guru and Krishna, that may come to your heart, which somehow has been open to experience that. And getting that, you make that the goal of your life. And to perfect that goal, you need the association of elevated Vaishnavas. And he somehow is directed to this Prem Das Babaji. And in discussion with him, his doubts are cleared and his faith becomes fixed. Faith very much is an experience. Faith is a condition of the mind that opens one up to an experience. And that experience becomes the real faith. But it's hard to get that faith if one's mind is closed to that experience by doubts. So his doubts are removed and he becomes solidified in that experience. And that experience comes to the level of true faith, which makes him seek initiation from bona fide spiritual master. And by that faith, he's ready to surrender fully to the will of God, because that's what your faith is in. Your faith is in a direction and will for your life that's beyond your own self-conception and desires, because you're part of something that's greater than you, including that desire. So he gets that faith to surrender to a will and a dictation and a view and an instruction that is above his own view, will, desire, and instruction. It's very natural because it's something greater than oneself. And he surrenders to a teacher who represents that. He surrenders to a teacher that represents that. And because of his previous qualifications of detachment, Bahunam Janmanam Mante Janavam Lampa Pajite Basudeva Sapamitsamahapa, he becomes a great soul. And then when other people come to the ashram, he's able to communicate and convey the same thing. So just after his initiation, a aristocratic Brahmin comes to the ashram, and he carries doubts according to his own previous experience. Um, And Vaishnav Thakur in the Guru Parampara, the line of teachers, is able to give him that faith to surrender to the will, instructions, and will of God, which comes through his representatives. And then he moves into the ashram of Premdas Babaji next to the kutir, or a little small room of worship of what has become now his guru, which is Vaishnav Thakur. Or is Sannyas Thakur, who is initiated now, he'll be called Vaishnav Das. So he's in the ashram and it's at night and he sees something and he thinks it's a snake. And he becomes very, very afraid. And this Brahmin's name is Lahari. Lahari Mahasai. And Vaishnav Das then instructs him that when real bhakti appears, there should be no fear. Because the real bhakti, the real love, that real devotion, it comes from a platform of the self and gives you an experience of the self, which is something beyond the temporary body. And when you have that experience, you're no longer afraid of what happens. Plus, you have the faith in God and understand that your life is destined. So if Krishna wants to save you, no one can kill you. If Krishna wants to kill you, no one can save you. Something like that. So he has this kind of faith. Vaishnav, and so he's explaining that Vaishnav has that kind of faith. He has that kind of faith. And we have that faith, then there's no fear. There's no fear. You're in the hands of God, and you're part of God. And because you're part of God, you're eternal. So you don't fear death. And he said, that's the qualification to sitting here and doing bhajan. You have to have that faith in God. Just a meditation, even yoga meditation, yoga sutras, one can't meditate immediately. He has to do something active to purify himself. So coming to this point is not a a simple thing. It's actually many, many lifetimes to actually achieve something like this, to be able to sit down in one place and chant Hare Krishna with faith. Because the external environment is always changing. And if you're too reactive to it, you can't have the peacefulness of mind to actually do the proper standard of bhajan, worship. So when Bhakti Devi appears, there's no fear. And again, hearing those words of conviction from his teacher, Vaishnav Das, Lahari, he says, you've awakened my faith. You've given me this confidence. And that can happen. When truth is spoken by someone who's seen the truth, it can give you conviction and faith in the truth. And then you can learn, and then you can advance. You've awakened faith. And then he asks a question. What is the difference between Nitya Dharma and Vaishnav Dharma? What is the difference between the two? Now he's asking this to Vaishnav, and it's interesting what the first question that Lahari asked Vaishnav is basically the question that Vaishnav Das had asked Prem Das Babaji, the doubts he had about really what is Nitya Dharma. Now that his doubts are cleared, he's able to explain and teach the same thing. So he's going to instruct him further, and he explains that this is Shuddha and Vitta Dharma. Shuddha Dharma is pure Dharma, and the real pure Dharma, the real pure duty, the real pure nature, because duty is based on nature, so Dharma can either be duty or Dharma can be nature. The real pure Dharma is to serve God in full love. You're in one of the five types of relationships one can have, either as I neutrality or appreciation, servitude, friendship, parental love, or conjugal love. And the so he said there's two types of vidha mixed. One is karma and one is karma means that you perform Vaishnava practices, but you believe that they're subject to the law of karma. So you may have a Vaishnava, and you know, these are the contaminations in India. We didn't even know about these things enough to become contaminated by them. So this karma, you have a Vishnu mantra, but you believe. I told this story before that I went to see an astrologer in Jaipur. And then his guru came in, and he was a classic Brahmin with the long gray hair and a very round face and huge belly. He had rings on each of his fingers counteracting different things. And he looked at me with such disdain. He said, "You're a Vaishnava." He said, "But with one, you know, on the Swati Nakshatra, on a constellation, the influence will do this, and what can your God do?" You know, it's very, that karma is supreme. And this is my Mimamsaka, the Mimamsa. This is karma, Mimamsa. And then mixed with jnana is you believe the absolute truth is undefined, amorphous, absolute non-dualism, but you worship God to achieve that. But you believe that God is just a stepping stone. And that's it's called panchaposhana. You worship different forms of God to get to something higher. So he says that the Shuddha Dharma, which is the Nitya Dharma, and he's going to explain why it's the Nitya Dharma, comes to light when the other forms of mix are eliminated, and in Kali Yuga it's all confused, he says. And then he explains that there's three tendencies to worship God. And we'll read a little bit today. According to the Bhagavatam, human beings display three different tendencies with regard to the absolute truth. Tendency towards the all-pervading Brahma, Brahma Praviti, the tendency towards the supreme Atma in the heart known as Paramatma, Paramatma Praviti, and the tendency towards the supreme person, Bhagavan, Bhagavat Praviti. The Brahma Praviti inspires some people with ruchi for worshipping indefinite, featureless, nivishesh Brahma as the ultimate principle. The method they adopt in order to attain this indeterminate state is known as panchaposhana. Panchaposhana means five types. You worship Ganesh, Shiva, Durga, Vishnu. There's five that you worship. So it's a tendency. It's some kind of how it got there by association, or what, we're all individuals. sense. You have a different pravitti, a tendency towards a particular worship of God. The paramatma pravitti inspires others with ruchi. So it's where your tendency is, where your ruchi is, where your real taste is. And unfortunately, we can have taste and derive pleasure from things which are degrading to us even. They actually, the pleasure gives us less happiness, because happiness is the flourishing condition of the consciousness. So some have this karma, and they accept the yoga principle, which establishes contact with the subtle form of paramatma. The methods they adopt to try to attain the trance of absorption in paramatma samadhi are known as karma yoga and astanga yoga. Doctrine holds that karma includes initiation into the chanting of Vishnu mantras, worship of Sri Vishnu, meditation. So karma yoga here means they do particular activities, but it's not bhakti. They do devotional activities, worshiping Vishnu mantra worship, but it's not bhakti, because bhakti is anukulyena krishna nu shila. Bhakti is with the inclination, a tendency to please God. Karma, jnana, and navritam, and it's not covered by karma and jnana. So that type of work, those type of activities, it's kind of karma. So you get it by that type of practice, and then by yoga, and these all include Vaishnav dharma, worship of Vishnu. But it's adulterated with karma. So the point he's going to make is that Vaishnav dharma is the same as Nitya dharma when it's pure Vaishnav dharma, when it's pure love and pure service. And when it's mixed, it's not Nitya dharma. Fortunate jivas are influenced by the Bhagavad pravitti to receive ruchi for Sadishesha Bhagavat Sarup, the pure personal form of Bhagavan, who possesses all qualities and attributes. They follow and become established in Bhakti Tattva. So when you have the pravritti for Bhagavan, it's connected with pure devotional service. You have that when you want to worship God. When that's your conception of the absolute reality, then you have a conception of servant of the absolute reality. And when you engage in Bhagavan worship, then it's Bhagavad Tattva. If the tendency is for Brahmana Paramatma, it's mixed with karma or gyan. And Paramatma, karma, you're worshiping the Paramatma, but there's some personal motive. There's some powers. Their activities, such as worshiping Bhagavan, are not part of karma or jnana. They're not part of jnana. They're not using them to attain something beyond the worship. Well, they're not karma. They're not using them to attain some kind of powers. But are components of Shuddha Bhakti, pure Bhakti. The Vaishnav Dharma that conforms to this doctrine is Shuddha Vaishnav Dharma. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedanti tat tattva vidas tattva yajjnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdati. Those who know the absolute reality describe the ultimate non-dual substance as the supreme truth. Some know this same Advayam Gyan Tattva by the name of Brahma, some by Paramatma, and others by Bhagavan. So it's Advayam Gyan, it's non-dual consciousness. But that doesn't mean absolute oneness, just as if all the parts of my body are the body, there's still differentiation between the parts. So that's non-dualism also. a Vaishnav. Although we don't feel we're God, we feel there's one absolute substance of consciousness, which we are all part of. Bhagavan Tattva is the supreme Tattva, and it is the basis of Brahman and Paramatma. It is this personal conception of truth, Bhagavan Tattva, the jivas who pursue this principle of pure jivas and their inclination is called bhakti. Devotion to Sri Hari, Hari Bhakti, is celebrated by the name Shuddha Vaishnav Dharma, the Nitya Dharma, Jiva Dharma, Bhagavat Dharma, Paramartha Dharma, the religion that strives for the ultimate benefit, and what a beautiful answer. What is Shuddha Vaishnav Dharma? It's when you worship Bhagavan. We have Bhagavan Praviti, when you want to worship God. And therefore, the method is Bhakti Tattva. And those who pursue this, and his question is, what is the difference between Vaishnav Dharma and what is the difference between Vaishnav Dharma and Nitya Dharma? He said, no, they're all terms for the same thing. When Vaishnav Dharma is Shuddha Vaishnav Dharma, it's also called Nitya Dharma, the internal function. It's also called Jiva Dharma, the constitutional function of the jivas. It's also called Bhagavat Dharma, the religion of worshiping the Supreme Person. It is also called Paramartha Dharma, the religion that strives for the ultimate benefit, and Paradharma, the supreme function. All types of dharma that arise from the tendency towards Brahma and Paramatma are Naimittika and not Nitya. What an incredibly scholarly answer. Other types of dharma that arise from these other pravittis are naimittika, they're temporary and not nitya. And now we'll explain. Because the cultivation of nirvishesh brahma, in other words, if your pravitti, your tendency is to worship the impersonal, it's motivated by a material purpose, the mitta, and therefore it is naimittika. What's the material purpose? The worship of Brahman is motivated by your bondage to matter. The worship of God is not motivated by your worship by the bondage of matter. It's worship by the service of God. Narayana Parasarve Nakuchas Chanya Bibhyati Swaga Pavaga Narikeshu Apiyutulyatidarshana. You love God, Narayana Parayana. And you don't care where you are, you don't care Pavaga, if you're in this material world. Narikeshu, if you're in hell. What to speak of the material world in bondage? You don't care if you're in hell. You just want to serve. When a jiva is anxious to gain release from his bondage to matter, his statement of imprisonment becomes the nimitta cause that impels him to adopt the naimittika dharma of striving for the state in which all material qualities are extinguished. So worshipping Brahman is due to the frustration of material bondage and wanting to annihilate it. So it's not eternal because it has a cause. It has a temporary material cause. This striving is said to be naimittika because it is motivated by a nimitta, material cause, namely the state of bondage. Therefore, the dharma of striving to attain Brahman is not eternal. It's not an eternal propensity because it has a cause. And if the cause is removed, then the tendency is no longer there. The desire is no longer there. And the practice is no longer there. The jivas who adopt the dharma of seeking paramatma with the desire for the happiness of samadhi take shelter of naimittika dharma motivated by the impulse impetus to subtle material pleasure. So those who worship Paramatma, they want a samadhi, and it's a subtle material pleasure. Therefore, Paramatma Dharma is not also eternal. Only the unalloyed religion of worshiping Srihari is eternal. On hearing this, Lahari Mahashai said, "Oh, kindly instruct me on Shuddha Vaishnav Dharma. I'm taking shelter at your lotus feet in my old age. Please accept me. I've heard that if one has previously accepted Diksha and Siksha from an unqualified guru, he should be initiated and receive instructions when he meets a genuine guru. I've been hearing your pure instructions for several days, and my faith in Vaishnav Dharma has been awakened. Please first instruct me about Vaishnav Dharma and then sanctify me by giving initiation." Babaji Mahasai became slightly ill at ease and replied, "O Mahasai, I will certainly instruct you as far as I'm able, but I will not be fit to be a Diksha Guru. Therefore, you may take instructions from me." And what's very interesting from here on in, he's going to explain Sambandhagyan, and he's going to explain the relationship between true metaphysical knowledge, a true understanding of the absolute reality, and taking to God. Because if you don't have the proper understanding, you won't understand Bhagavan, and then it won't be bhakti. You won't have faith in bhakti if you don't have a conception of Bhagavan. So therefore, that type of knowledge, that type of metaphysical knowledge called Sambandhagyan, which helps you distinguish the soul from God and your soul from your body and God from matter, that type of understanding is fundamental to actually having bhakti. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matasarvam pravartate iti bhutvapajanti mam bhutabhav. I am the source of the material and spiritual worlds. The wise who know this engage in my devotional service. Okay, I can take one question, and then I have to join the others downstairs. Anybody have a question?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Gail, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Yeah, you just a little while ago you were saying that those who I think aspire for Paramatma realization, there's something, I don't know, selfishly motivated in that.
That's what it says here. That's what I'm reading here in Jivadharma.
Yeah, so what is it? What is that selfish motive?
It says that the pravritti, the tendency for that, is motivated by kind of a subtle pleasure and personal pleasure, I guess, of that type of realization. It's not love. It's an intellectual understanding. Yeah, it's not love. It's not love. You don't have a relationship in one of the five buses with the Paramatma. It's not love. It's something else. I don't understand it so deeply, I have to say frankly. All I can do is repeat what's said here.
I mean, just by way of speculation, I'm wondering if it's, you know, like, if it's not love because maybe they want the, it's a sense of pride for them to feel that they have achieved that,
It's something like that. I have to think more deeply about it. Maybe we can start the next class with that. There's something that inspires one for yogic perfection, actually.
This is separate from the cities, right? The eight cities, those who...
That's one of the impetuses to do it, that you get it. That's the real karma part, that you get these things. But the realization itself, he says, there's a cause of that, which is a subtle type of pleasure.
Mm.
And therefore it's not nitya. If there's a cause.
Mm-hmm.
It's the mythica. There is a cause. And anything with a cause is temporary in terms of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Anybody else like to say hello? One more person say hello today?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Nanda Dulo?
Yes, Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances.
Thank you. This is an interesting section, and therefore I don't want to read too much because it's a lot to digest.
That's okay. True.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, I'll go then. Bunchy Popa Jirisha.